cover-ups. You want answers? He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Homeland Security visited Genesis 2 days ago. Chad was at a business meeting, the owner of the network. He finally was able to meet with Homeland Security yesterday, and we will tell you what is going on after the first break that is coming up. Make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, we're big, we're having an effect, and the enemies of the Republic, the security apparatus that the globalists have set up, is there to protect the terrorists that carried out the terror attacks and is there to bring in a hardcore police state here in the United States. We have this from top former CIA analyst, former head of the Treasury Department. We have this from White House historians. We have this from sociologists. We have this from political scientists, from very diverse backgrounds come on this radio show and tell you the same thing over and over again, and it has nothing to do with George Bush or Barack Obama. They are complete puppets carrying this out. They are following orders to a T. Barack Obama has called for a new world order in Germany. Hitler, of course, second book was The New World Order, a pamphlet. Hitler, in almost every speech, called for a new world order. So much so that we've got Disney anti-Nazi cartoons aired in newsreels during World War II, where it makes fun of Hitler with Daffy Duck in Germany, with the Nazis stomping around singing New World Order. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Barack Obama goes to Germany, calls for a New World Order, and with a vicious look in his eye, says that all Americans, all people of the world, must serve the New World Order. This is just unbelievably evil. There is no doubt this was a written speech by design to let the world know he is for one world government and that don't worry, elite, I'm New World Order, I'm Bilderberg, I'm going to continue the agenda and I'm going to fool all these schmucks and chumps and idiots that are watching me. These fools, you know, have no idea. I have fooled the black people. I have fooled the white liberals. They think because I'm half black that I'm somehow going to save people, as if the New World Order a million times hasn't hired blacks to carry out all sorts of horrible operations in Africa and in the United States, as if it matters what color he is. Now, we are truly colorblind here, and it shows how the, quote, left and many others are not. They are obsessed with color, and because he's got some more melanin in his skin and is a you know, light shade of chestnut brown, everything is just fine. Well, if having chestnut skin is good and is the only prerequisite you need, I can find you any number of rednecks who work out in the oil fields who've got darker skin than Barack Obama. It doesn't mean that they should be president. In fact, I can go out and bake in the sun for a month and get darker than Barack Obama. It means nothing, the melanin in his skin. Nothing, 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 nothing. The guy is total New World Order and is definitely their man with this speech. We are in a lot of trouble, and I'm not saying vote for McCain. They give you false choices. You know, it's like, do you want to be shot in a firing squad by 30-odd-6 or 308? It doesn't matter when 20 bullets are going to be flying into your skin, whether it's 308 or 30-odd-6. And you can debate which one of them is the 308 and which one's the 30-odd-6. The 30-odd-6, I guess, is a little more power, a little more punch to it. I guess one of them is going out the muzzle at, what, 1,300 feet per second. The other's going out at 1,400 feet per second, depending on the load. Makes no difference. No difference. It's still a high-powered rifle round. Folks, the news I've got is all off the charts. U.S. foreclosures double as house prices decline. GM and Ford on the verge of bankruptcy. Navy prosecutor in Gitmo case. Fourth plane shot down. Government-required distance education spy cameras on Americans. Soy foods reduce sperm count numbers. It just goes on and on. Ultra-massive radio broadcast.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Hey, everybody, if you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. House Judiciary Committee has been hearing a list of speakers worshiping George Bush. The deck stacked against Dennis Kucinich, and he has had his hands tied and has been told that he can't read any articles of impeachment or bring forward any of the charges. Just a on-its-face kangaroo court hearing, and that is what impeachment is, where they have the decision whether to indict or not in the House. In the full House, and they hear the charges. The House acts as the grand jury. If they bill the indictment, it goes to the Senate for the trial. But we're not to that point after years of manifest crimes, admissions by the White House they've committed thousands of crimes, just in the spying alone without warrants, having to pass retroactive laws to protect themselves. There's no debating it. But Dennis Kucinich has valiantly fought to get a hearing, and then Conyers, who controls the committee, suddenly at the last minute says, oh, by the way, you can't talk bad about the president, you can't criticize him, you can't really discuss anything he's done, and you can't read any of your articles of impeachment. And then he says, and then the Senate says, can I just read one about lying about WMDs? And we have White House memos saying they were lying premeditatedly. And Conyers says, no, you can't even read that. You can't even read newspaper articles or White House documents in here. And so we will track that. We'll also open the phones because I haven't been able to watch hour after hour of it. I watched a little bit this morning. I've watched some clips online and YouTube clips of people cheering as Dennis Kucinich comes in, the people in the gallery. But we'll condense it all down and cover whatever is most important today. You listeners who have been watching and are listening to the audio feeds, you are welcome to call in at the bottom of the hour. In fact, you can get lined up now at 1-800-259-9231, specifically about the Judiciary Committee hearing that is ongoing and what you've witnessed and what you have seen there. I've got some of our writers that have been watching it this morning are going to do reports later in the afternoon on it. We'll also post all the news from other sources on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for you today. And in the next hour, next 4 hours, we will break all of the developments down for you and, as I said, take your phone calls. But I'm asking listeners to call in who've been watching the hearing specifically. I really don't want to open the phones up and have somebody tell me that I'm not a Christian because I speak out against the government and it's not of the Lord to do that. Or I don't want to open the phone up and you know, hear from a caller asking why I don't talk about space aliens. I'm asking you listeners to, and I'm asking people to not call in and fill up the lines with BS, which is what folks do. See, we don't screen phone calls here. And so what happens is I occasionally say, I have a guest on, say, about the JFK murder, assassination. I want you to call in about that if you have a question. I open the phone up, and it's never on subject. Or I say, I want to get your take on Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and their impending implosion. I want to hear your stories of what's happening with you and your house and your mortgage and your home value. And I can take 10 phone calls, and maybe one person calls in to talk about that. Now, 95% of the time when we take calls, I say it's a free-for-all, whatever you want to bring up, whatever subject you want to discuss. But in the few cases where I need intelligence, I need information, I need your help with things, well, when I say I want state police to call in and talk about, you know, are they getting federal training to go under martial law? And then I get state police emails saying, well, we tried to call in, your phones are busy. And then when I go to the calls, it's all about other subjects. So I'm going to tell listeners something, and I'm not mad at the general listeners, but for people that abuse the openness of this show, when I ask for specific people to be able to call in, I'm going to hang up on you if you bring up another subject when I'm asking for specific information so other people that have information on that can call in. Okay, I mean, it's gotten out of control, completely and totally out of control. 1-800-259-9231, coming up at the bottom of the hour for what you witnessed in the impeachment hearings. Okay, and then later we'll be able to codify and watch more of the videos, and I've got people watching and writing stories. But right now, I want to hear from you what your response is, what your take is on this whitewash, this kangaroo-rigged hearing of just biblical proportions. We are going to be talking to Ted Anderson and Anthony Yasha here in just a moment about Homeland Security visits to the network. Very serious issues there. But coming up, U.S. foreclosures double as house prices decline. Ford and GM on the verge of bankruptcy. That's Bloomberg, folks. Okay, I mean, the president's telling you the economy's great and the two automakers are about to go under. Navy prosecutor in Gitmo case says fourth plane shot down. This is incredible. In testimony, saying the government shot the plane down. Now, we already knew that. We already had Air Force colonels and generals on. We've already covered it and told you the name of the pilot who fired two AIM-9 Sidewinders into the aircraft, Flight 93, and we're called conspiracy theorists. I mean, they had an award ceremony giving the pilot one of the highest Air Force medals for it because a general refused to follow orders to stand down and blew that aircraft out of the air. And it was going to go into the Capitol is what we're getting from the Air Force. In fact, that was the testimony. It was, quote, going into the Capitol dome, government decapitation. Some have said Building 7. In my film, Martial Law, off of our sources, I said the Capitol. And we're being proven right in testimony. Rumsfeld slipped up three times and said they shot down Flight 93. A bunch of other generals have an open testimony because everybody knows it. The military did its job, and did not follow orders from Dick Cheney and blew that aircraft out of the air. And so they then concocted the Todd Beamer story of Let's Roll, knowing a bunch of saps would buy into it. Okay? And put out their little fake phone call from 35,000 feet, which they admit doesn't work. So we're going to cover that, too. Huge news there. You better thank God the Air Force blew that aircraft out of the air and killed those people, because they would have taken out the Capitol. We would have been in total martial law. Government to require distance education spy cameras. I told you this 5 years ago. They are going to have cameras watching you in all the schools when you take tests, not just distance learning. Soy foods reduce sperm counts. BBC, I've told you this for many years. It absolutely fills you full of estrogen or estrogen-mimicking plant hormones. And it is just very bad for you. So just get that straight. You want your boys to be super feminine and your daughters to be ultra feminine, and for the imbalance in estrogen to cause them to get breast cancer, just knock yourselves out. Don't listen to me. Don't say you weren't warned. Police resources are diverted from other problems to prevent terrorism, International Herald Tribune. And then they show pictures of riot cops. The message is protesting is terrorism. ACLU obtains key memos authorizing CIA torture methods. Guantanamo testimony, U.S. let bin Laden's top bodyguard go. That's in Road to Tyranny, by the way. We told you that 6.5 years ago. It is now in the Miami Herald today. They flew 6,000 Al-Qaeda commanders to safety. They're all CIA card carriers. It's unbelievable. The news I've got is all off the charts. Anthony Yasha called me, Wednesday, begging for help. Anthony Yasha is a great We Are Change fellow. A lot of the footage he shot and others shot is in Truth Rising. He talked about getting a job at Genesis. He's done freelance affiliate relations for us, calling AM and FM folks to get more affiliates or to get affiliates to pick up more of the show or pick us up on the weekends. He's done that successfully. And he's worked in the office, but as a freelancer contractor up in Minnesota. He has no criminal record, great guy. Other We Are Change people, they're some of the best We Are Change. Very polite, very eloquent. You've seen them all over the news talking to McCain. It's made national attention several times. They also went to press conferences. Jesse Ventura wouldn't talk to anybody but them because he knows who We Are Change are and his fans. They are, even when they're being grabbed on, they go with Genesis Press Passes, a network with hundreds of AM and FM affiliates, one of the largest independent networks in the world. He has an InfoWars press pass. We sent him the template and then had him laminate it. And they arrested him, saying he had fake documents a few weeks ago, and he didn't want to make a big deal about it at the time. He wanted to make sure that they dropped it and left him alone. Then Homeland Security tried to show up at the office 2 days ago. Ted was gone on a business meeting. They said they'd come back. They paranoidly called Ted yesterday and said, meet me at a restaurant. I don't want to come there. Then he said, you know, why do you guys think 9/11 is an inside job? So they admitted it was about political harassment, said to Ted, why do you guys, you know, why is this Anthony guy think 9/11 is an inside job? So they're there saying, why do you think it's an inside job? And saying, we know these are fake documents, that he didn't have real press passes. And Ted said, no, I told him, you know, he has a press pass from us. We want him to go report for us. He's been talking to Governor Ventura as well. If you must know about doing a show on Genesis. So all of this is going on, all of this is happening, and the guy was getting, in Ted's words, on the phone with me last night. Ted called me at about 11:30 when I was here at work. Pissy is the word. Getting pissy with Ted at a restaurant over coffee, saying, no, it's a fake document. We want to charge him with manufacturing fake press passes. Well, I mean, they happen to have a website that gets hundreds of thousands of hits a month that he wanted to make up a press pass. They said his We Are Change was fake. They have a website. They make the news. They have InfoWars press passes. They have Genesis press passes. They're real. And I've had Secret Service here. I'm sick of them coming to my office. We've got them up at Genesis. They are upset that we are affecting change, that we are asking real questions at press conferences. And this is an attempt to attack the First Amendment and intimidate free speech with a chilling effect. And the Secret Service is going to get sued if they don't leave us alone real fast. And I mean personally.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
The Secret Service agents comment, Ted, over coffee.
The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
But why would anybody believe 9/11's an inside job?
I live back in the woods, you see.
Makes the connection.
And the dogs and me.
For the fact that this is political. We have the White House memos going back 5 years ago that have been all over the news, where they tell the Secret Service to go out and recruit local police to violate people's First Amendment and arrest them for peaceful demonstrations, and to put them, quote, in free speech areas where the press cannot see them. And they say it's not for security. It is so that the cameras don't see them for political effect. You're caught red-handed. And you become a secret police intimidation force when you start going around trying to stop We Are Change, which has gone and protested live TV events on the city streets of New York. I was arrested for that, which has made the news hundreds of times peacefully and has done nothing violent but been assaulted. We have police on video coming up and saying cameras are guns, that we have bombs, saying we know you don't have bombs, but we're going to say you have bombs. That's the whole point of Truth Rising, ladies and gentlemen. You know what it's like having the Secret Service at our office here twice? You know what it's like, Ted, having Secret Service come out twice? You know what it's like for Anthony Jassa to get arrested and saying he has fake press passes, and now they want us to lie and say that we didn't give him press passes? We're not going to do it! Now, I want to go to Ted Anderson. We got Anthony Jassa waiting in the wings there, who's just one of the best people out there asking questions eloquently, politely, at press conferences in America for this network. Ted, this is getting serious, and I know you're a calm guy on the air, but you were a little bit mad last night when you talked to me, and I like seeing that backbone. You said that you're getting sick of this.
Oh, there's no question about it, Alex. I mean, here, what they're trying to do is they're trying to pick on Anthony. Here he is, a complete peaceful, asking questions. I guess you can't ask questions about 9/11 at a news conference for John McCain. Otherwise, you can expect to have visits from the Secret Service. From what I understand, not only have they confronted Anthony Jassa, they've been talking to his a fiance, girlfriend, wife, I don't know what the relationship is.
Yeah, it's his fiance. When he's at work, they come to her and say, so you're planning violence. Let us in your computers right now, without warrants, trying to intimidate their way in on a woman.
I can tell you right now, I know no violent, nothing, I've never seen that in Anthony at all. I don't think he has any intentions to...
Well, of course not. They know that. They know that. They're there to try to scare everybody from going out and asking questions of John McCain when it makes it on four or five networks.
Well, that's the thing. What they're trying to pin on him right now is that he had false documents, but he doesn't have false documents. He's thinking that I'm trying to cover for him, that he made these documents, and now I'm saying I gave him permission. I gave him permission long before.
Hey, Ted, we've had Anthony on five times on this show reporting as an InfoWars Genesis reporter.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
He's had his own cubicle at the office. It's ridiculous. And you tell him that, you know, you pay him. Okay, he goes out and he does work for us.
That's the whole point about it, Alex. I mean, they're trying to pin this all on him. What they're trying to do is they're trying to probably make him into a scapegoat or something.
And what it is that I don't have Ryan Slickhuysen working for me full-time who would make these beautiful press passes, and so we just send the template out and say, laminate it yourself with their name and picture on it, and that's how the press works. It doesn't matter. He's here reporting. He comes and says, I'm press from We Are Change. They say that's a fake press pass when it's his website and his news group. I mean, we're allowed as Americans to go to events and ask questions. This is insane. By the way, these are open public events for McCain. I mean, anybody could show up and say they're press and ask questions.
Well, and Dan Thiel with the Secret Service, the guy that met with me, was saying that that we don't have the right to do that, that we don't have a right to create a pass and end up on a podium with the press. And the fact of the matter is, and I asked him straight up, I said, what is the press? I've got 200 AM and FM stations that pick up our stuff here and play it on air. We are the press. I mean, what do you have to have, a newspaper? Maybe you have to have a membership with the CIA or something.
No, there's only a few places. They have congressional press passes issued by Congress for the Capitol building to get into committee meetings, and they know that. It's all color of law. They think we're stupid. They're scared of the American people becoming the press. That's why they want to shut down the web. That is exactly what they're doing. And so the Secret Service is now telling Ted Anderson, you don't have a right to send reporters to events. This is outrageous. Stay there, Ted. I want to bring in Anthony Jassa on the other side. This is the battle for the Republic, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to send reporters. Like, we ought to pull up some of the YouTube clips of We Are Change Minnesota asking questions. These are the people that have just been doing such a great job, and the Secret Service wants it to stop. They don't want questions to Bill Clinton or Hillary or Barack Obama or to John McCain.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99. with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is a key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're here live, tip of the spear. Back Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. with an abbreviated two-hour transmission we call the Final Edition. End of the week, start of a new week. Recapping what's happened and looking forward to the next week. That's right, folks. We work 7 days a week here in the fight against the New World Order because we are in desperate times, desperate straits. Fascism is being brought into the United States. They're about to change horses and pass it on to Barack Obama, who's called for world government. That is coming up. We've also got Kucinich valiantly fighting against the tyranny. We're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Coming up on what you've been witnessing with the impeachment hearings going for the last 4 hours, last 3.5 hours, if you want to be technical. I just want to be clear that when George Bush, and there was that whole two-month-long election fight in 2000, with Al Gore, I would try to peacefully go down and videotape the governor's mansion with hundreds of reporters and scores of news agencies, hundreds of newspapers. They had pro-Gore, pro-Bush people running around, hitting each other with signs. The Secret Service would ignore that. The Secret Service guys were dressed up kind of in gang member outfits. These disguises were unbelievable. You'd have like a 45, 50-year-old gray-haired white guy with big bling Mercedes-Benz gold chains, bling, hanging around his neck, and they'd come up and shove me and say, "Where you parked, Alex? What you doing, Alex? Need to get out of here, Alex. We don't like you being here, Alex." And they'd look just like a criminal out of a movie or a gangster, and I'd be like, "I'm here videotaping what's going on and covering this, and You need to stop it. And then, oh, I turn around, they bump into me. Oh, sorry, I bumped into you. Oh, you're going to do something. I'll never forget that one little guy. He was about 5'2". And then there were other people, folks that were definitely special ops. And I'd say, oh, now we got Navy SEALs out here. And they'd laugh and go, hi, Jones. You know, those guys walking around were a little more professional than the in their plain clothes in the Secret Service, following us to our car. So I said, that's it. I'm coming back with a bullhorn. Came out with a bullhorn. ABC News cameraman runs across the street, punches me in the throat. State police run over and say, yes, we saw him hit you, but we're going to arrest you if you do anything back. And I was just like, you people are unbelievable. I'm the bad one because I'm the good guy. I'm the guy defending America. I'm the guy that knows what's going on. We're the people that understand what's happening. Now, we've had Secret Service out here twice, and now every day on YouTube I see threats to the president, threats to this and that. They never get investigated, never stop. It's just all over the web now. I'm going to do this to Obama. We're going to do this to Bush. We're going to just everybody threat, you know, with these anonymous people saying, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Nothing happens. But we have these little provocateurs go on our message boards and try to do it, you know, again, trying to cause us problems. And then we've caught the same IP addresses. We can go look, then tattling on themselves above it and pointing it out. Look, they're calling for violence, and it's the same IP address. So they know that We Are Change is peaceful. They know that Anthony Yasha is peaceful. They know what's going on. And they're now telling Ted Anderson, this is the key. Why do you guys think 9/11 is an inside job? Why do your reporters think that? That's weird. And by the way, you can't issue people press passes. Well, I mean, what do you think it is when it's a local Minnesota paper, a local TV station, or a local blogger? They come and you just get accredited to get in. You call the event that John McCain's going to be at in 2 days, or Barack Obama, and you say, yeah, I want to be at that town hall meeting in the press box. And they say, okay, well, we're already full up, or you can be in the outside press box, and, you know, okay, and they give you a press pass. Okay? And that's how that works. Or if it's a public event, you can just go in and go get in the press area. I can tell you how many times when Governor Bush was governor, I'd go to one of his press conferences, and he's there to give a speech, and you just show up and walk right in. Nobody stops you. They're open to the event. Now, at the DuPont photo masking plant, when I asked him a peaceful question about the Federal Reserve destroying America with the fiat currency in 1998, they had me kidnapped for an hour. It's all on video. In fact, John, I've sent you that audio. Let's play that coming up. And they grabbed me, almost, you know, dislocated my shoulder. I still roll over in the middle of the night sometimes and have just incredible spasms of pain into my shoulder from the Williamson County constables and the state police protective services almost ripping my arm out of the socket, putting my fist all the way up behind my back to the center top of my back, and sitting there going, you're going down, boy. Trap him up against the wall, and shoving my head into the glass and giggling about it, attacking free speech, attacking America. And I have had enough of it. We will ask our questions. We will go to press conferences. And we're on two affiliates that are in Chicago. One's outside Chicago, one's in Chicago, that re-air the show at night in the morning. We're on in Kansas City. We're on in Niagara Falls. We're on in Rochester. We're on outside Tampa. We're on in Austin, Texas. We're on 590. We're on 1330 in Taylor right here in Austin. We're on KCAA in San Diego. We're on affiliates in Montana. We're in affiliates in Utah. We're on affiliates just all Tennessee, WBCR, Knoxville, all over the place. I have the number one show on the internet for radio, not just AM and FM. International shortwave, satellites. We lease an ABC Star Guide feed, feeding the stations. All of this, as media as it gets. I'm a guest on national television shows, the biggest radio shows in the country. I have reporters. And the Secret Service just says to the guy that is the owner of the network that syndicates my radio show, saying, you aren't allowed, Mr. Anderson, and by extension, Alex Jones, to have a press pass. You're not allowed to send reporters. That is illegal. That is against the law. Ted, exactly what did the Secret Service man say? And then I want to go to Anthony Yasha. What did he say about you're not allowed to issue press passes, Ted Anderson?
No, what he was really alluding to is he's alluding to the fact that Anthony Jessa had made these press passes without consent from Genesis Communications Network. And I said, that's not true. Anthony Jessa had permission personally from me to have a press pass from Genesis Communications Network. What they're trying to do is they're trying to pin on Anthony that he had falsified documents. And to me, I mean, the bottom line is that they don't want us there. They don't want us asking questions. And to me, the whole point is, hey, if you're going to ask about 9/11 over at a press conference when you have John McCain there, perhaps even Barack Obama, you're going to have the Secret Service all over you. And you might as well be ready for that. But I also told the Secret Service guy, I said, you know, whatever you do to Anthony, don't think that's going to make it stop, because these guys are all over the United States. They're everywhere. They will be at these press conferences and they'll be asking these questions. And they should be. And, you know, we have Jesse Ventura and all these other, you know, mainstream, high-profile people that are asking the same questions. I don't think they can get away from
it. We have German defense ministers. Great point, Ted. We have German defense ministers, former Italian presidents, former CIA section chief Berlin, Bill Christensen, former top CIA briefer for Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Ray McGovern, Mr. Baer, Bob Baer, the... individual that Sirianni has made about, one of the most famous living CIA commanders, field commanders, saying inside job on this show. Are they going to get Secret Service visits? Here's another one. Here is the Miami Herald. Guantanamo testimony. U.S. let Bin Laden's top bodyguard go. And they go on to say that they grabbed 12 and 14-year-old villagers and keep them for 6 years, but that when they got Bin Laden's top bodyguard, they immediately let him go quietly. That's because they're CIA. And the troops... This has been in mainstream news, kept capturing real Taliban and Al-Qaeda. And in fact, the troops had captured 6,000 of them during the invasion in 2001, 2002. They were ordered to release them and even give them money, give them gold. And that came out in mainstream news. That's in my film, Road to Tyranny, 6.5-plus years old, the first major 9/11 film. And it's all mainstream news, but back of the paper, that they're protecting Al-Qaeda. And I have another report here, Infowars.net, but it's from Reuters. We point out Reuters. This is from Reuters. Navy prosecutor in Gitmo case, fourth plane shot down. Bin Laden driver case contains revealing details. Through the trial, the man dubbed Osama bin Laden's driver, when they released his real protector, CIA protector officer, as primarily functioning as a showpiece for Bush administration war on terror. Some interesting information emerged from the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base yesterday in the form of a direct admission from the U.S. prosecutor that the fourth plane was shot down. The revelation came during assertions from representatives for the prosecution that Salim Hamadan had detailed knowledge of the intended target of the fourth hijacked plane on 9/11. And it quoted, if they hadn't shot down the fourth plane, it would have hit the dome of the Capitol, Stone, a Navy officer, said in the opening remarks. And we'll cover this more later. The point is, cops, military, Secret Service, don't go demand Ted Anderson come meet you at a coffee shop because you're, quote, afraid we're going to surveil you and then tell us we're crazy about 9/11 when we know how to read newspapers, buddy. When we know how to interview Norman Mineta, that's what We Are Change went and did, saying, no, Dick Cheney's lying. I was in the bunker with him as the whole hijacking thing started. Cheney tried to lie and say he got there later. You know, I mean, we're going to keep bringing this out, okay? You may think it's cute and funny the government killed 3,000 of us, but we don't think it's funny. We happen to have the courage and the will to come out and expose this.
Well, that's another thing, too, Alex, is that the normal everyday people, including the Secret Service people, are, you know, they don't want to take the idea of the fact that there could be a conspiracy, if you will use those words. Obviously, it's a conspiracy with these airplanes flying into the World Trade Center, and that it might not be some guy from a cave that ran this whole thing and made the whole operation occur. You know, I asked the guy myself, I said, well, explain to me how two towers got hit by airplanes and three ended up falling, and why did they look like controlled demolitions? And he said, I don't know. You know, he didn't have an answer.
And why did a Secret Service agent go investigate and got capped in the head inside Building 7 is the info we've got. I mean, I bet he didn't even know a Secret Service guy died in there. I bet he didn't know the head of FBI counterterrorism who just retired telling British newspapers the government is going to let bin Laden hit probably the World Trade Center in the next few months as a pretext to invade Afghanistan and launch a war on terror. John O'Neill. Oh, you didn't know about that Secret Service. Well, why don't you use your investigative skills to investigate the truth? Why don't you find out the truth that you were based in that building of the CIA? Okay, let's bring Anthony up. Anthony, this is incredible. Tell folks about what happened with them now visiting your fiance when you were at work, and now they're saying that telling your girlfriend that they think that We Are Change is planning to try to attack Barack Obama. When we've written articles talking about, out of the Dallas Morning News first reported, that the Secret Service is pulling protection off of him and not looking for guns when people go in to events with him. So they're the ones that are leaving the door open like they did in Dallas 44 years ago. Anthony, this is insane.
Oh, it's getting sickening to the point where, but they show up, and if they're, I don't know, if they planned on making sure they showed up when I was gone, but it sure seems that way. And just how they sit there and try to act like Columbo, like they're playing stupid, but they know something. But I guess my biggest question, these guys do take an oath to uphold the Constitution, do they not? If they're an intelligence agency, and that they can sit there and ask people like Ted and stuff why we would think 9/11 was an inside job and waste all these state resources driving from my house to Genesis to Jamie's house up north in Maple Grove. And just, I'm sitting here looking at the definition of terrorism by Webster's. It's the systematic use of violence, terror, and intimidation to achieve an end. And that's exactly what I see. I don't scare very easily, and just what they've been pulling since that McCain event, it's just, I just feel like they're running around in the shadows, plotting and planning.
Well, they've got to protect the terrorists that carried out the attack. That's the most important thing for the criminals that run our government. And you've got a lot of useful idiots. These guys probably even believe what they're saying and drunk in the Kool-Aid like Hitler's SS, his Secret Service. But expanding on this, and their new role is the new Gestapo in America, the front line of that, whether they like it or not, that's just the fact. They've engaged in intimidation, attacks on the First Amendment, high crimes and misdemeanors. The entire agency has. We have their own memos where they are there to stop free speech. They don't want cameras on protesters. Now, to be specific, they kind of forced their way in on your girlfriend and then said, well, let us search your computers. Why are you planning to go after Barack Obama? They're trying to put words in her mouth. Tell folks what they were doing.
Yeah, when they first showed up here, my fiance was upstairs. We live in a split house, and they actually ran into our landlord downstairs. And they were, she's a pretty smart girl. She can see a salesman or whatever you want to call him a mile away. And they were trying to basically slick talk her into giving them permission to just come in the house. And she's like, well, if you don't, you can go in if you got a warrant. And if you don't, you can't. And you can ring the doorbell, though, and she comes down, and they just play polite, and, like the Columbo, where they're acting like they don't really know what's going on, but they do, supposedly, and they came up in the living room. There was one, I'm not sure the name, because I wasn't here. We only caught the last name, and I believe that is the same one that called Ted, and got into our living room, basically, and then it was like, well, where do you keep your computers? Are you guys planning on harming Barack Obama? And if you guys are supposedly the investigators and you're top-notch security, supposedly you would know that we are no threat. It would take 5 to 10 minutes of research.
But you are a threat through your political speech under the First Amendment. America and freedom is the threat to their tyranny.
Exactly. We are, exposing what's going on and people that are riding around this country and even other countries now protecting. And
yeah, I need Kurt Nemo or Steve Watson or somebody to put an article together. I just saw him again in the news last week with those White House memos to the Secret Service saying, use local police, have them intimidate and violate people's rights, stop them from having their speech, stop them from being able to be in front of news cameras. It's all about political aim. They know you're no threat, Anthony. Now they're trying to set you up on false documents. Do not talk to them. They will lie and say that you gave false statements to a federal officer, their favorite Byzantine false law of imprisoning people. And from this point on, if they show up at my office, I'm not talking to them. Because they show up and say, we want the IP address of this person making a threat. I've said, okay, I'll email it to you because, obviously we don't want their own goons on our websites doing that. But from this point on, I'm going to tell them, listen, your comrades are engaging in violations of the First Amendment, serious violations of trying to chill the First Amendment and setups and the rest of it. So just don't come around here and don't violate my rights or I will personally sue you. And you'll probably beat the rap, but you won't beat the ride. Stop violating my First Amendment. Leave me alone. You know, it was enough to be all over Virginia for Bilderberg and to have goon after goon following us. And you see him the next day in a clown mask following you. And we got video of that and, you know, everywhere. And them coming up to us in the restaurants and say, oh, hi, Alex, I'm a fan. Do you want to attack the State Department with me? And I'm like, come on, Fed. No, we're nonviolent. And you know that. And then it was just giggling and smirking and laughing and just, you know, we don't deal the narcotics like your bosses do. We don't carry out terror attacks like your bosses do. We don't do biological and chemical testing, tens of thousands of instances declassified against the American people like your bosses do. We didn't devalue the dollar like your bosses did. We didn't run child kidnapping rings like your bosses did all over the news. We, you know, we don't have hundreds of gay porn stars and madams in the White House like your bosses do. We're just normal people that don't want to be slaves, okay? Let's just get that straight. Well, Anthony, we've got your six, as they say. And you're not going to give in to this intimidation, are you? Are you going to intensify your First Amendment actions?
Oh, yeah. Somebody told me the other day, and like I say, it did definitely throw a chill through me, but he said, the way they went about this, it's like trying to put out a fire with gasoline.
What do you mean they put a chill on you?
Well, just a scare effect. I mean, it affected me. I mean,
stay there. I want to hear about that. And then, but they were scared to come into Genesis. They thought Ted would videotape them.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
To all the listeners, you need to support Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We are changed, Minnesota. We are changed.org in New York. We are changed in the Netherlands, England, Los Angeles, Colorado. We are changed. Colorado has exposed three separate groups who are openly planning violence at the DNC connected to the FBI and connected to other groups going back into the 80s and 60s that had been involved in provocateur actions. And we got it in the Denver Post three times and a bunch of other newspapers. It was in the Denver Post yesterday, linked to InfoWars, following our reporting, saying, good, they're trying to stop provocateurs. You understand, terrorist, it's over. We know we caught you in Montebello for the North American Union Summit with cops dressed up like anarchists, and all the major news had to report that you staged attacks on police. Over. Game over. This isn't like the 60s where there's just a group or two you can target and set up. It's not going to stop. You understand? We are stopping the violence in Minnesota. We are stopping the provocateurs in Denver for the DNC. We are the opposite. I make films about exposing provocateurs. Police State 2, the takeover. The We Are Change folks are people we woke up, people that we taught. You understand? We know your game plan. We are exposing you, the provocateurs. Now tell me about this call, this other call that was a chilling.
Oh, just that they would show up at my house, and then literally within 20 minutes after being here, I called one of my associates here for Minnesota We Are Change, and he just got the hunch to call our other guy, Jamie, that was involved at the town hall, the meeting, and pretty much by the time he had given him a call, literally when he got off the phone saying, yeah, I guess Anthony just got, or Anthony's girlfriend got visited by Secret Service, they showed up at his house, and then proceeded to go down to Genesis after that, or it was either the next morning, but like I say, I mean, it really hit home where, I mean, just the questioning when I was talking to my fiance about what they think I'm planning on doing when they know that I'm not going to do it, and it just makes me kind of nervous, and like I say, it's giving me a little chill, but it's not going to stop me in any way.
Check your car every day when you get in it, because they'll plant stuff on you.
Definitely.
Some of them always go to events with people, have multiple cameras and somebody outside, and just realize that we're dealing with people, whether they're knowingly part of it or not, that are, I mean, the Secret Service knows they have provocateurs. They know the FBI doesn't. It's just, it's all about stopping the First Amendment. Ted, this agent was also scared to come into the office, wasn't he?
Yeah, he didn't want to be videotaped and have it up on YouTube. That's what his concern was.
Well, let's just be clear. I got cameras on the outside of my office and on the inside. The Secret Service has been here and looked at them twice. We didn't put that on YouTube. We don't want to mess with you. We don't want you messing with us. Get out of the way of our First Amendment.
Yeah.
Stop obstructing our liberty.
Well,
stop obstructing the First Amendment.
Anthony has good reason to be nervous because they've pretty much have surpassed habeas corpus with the Patriot Act. And if they want to hold somebody indefinitely, they can. Without legal representation.
Well, we got a network of people everywhere. We've got heavy hitters in Hollywood, in Congress, in the highest levels of the music scene, and that's why they're scared of us, because we got Governor Ventura. We've got just the list goes on and on. Best actress this year. I mean, it's just growing and growing. We are the majority. The cat is out of the bag, and it is only going to backfire. I mean, that's why Truth Rising is so important, with the police saying a camera is a gun and saying we're going to plant bombs on you and say that you have bombs. We know you don't have bombs, but we're going to plant bombs on you, okay? And you're going to go to prison for bombs. On tape. That's how arrogant they are. Folks, you've got to support us. You've got to stand with us. Anthony, give out the Minnesota We Are Change website.
It'll be MN Change, like Minnesota, abbreviated MNChange.org.
MNChange.org. We got your six, buddy. You got my home number and cell. We stand with you. You stand with us. God bless you, Anthony Asha. God bless you, Ted Anderson. We need everybody's prayers. Ladies and gentlemen, we are engaging the New World Order.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open.
you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
After the break, I'm going to open the phones up for people that have been watching the 4 hours now of the impeachment whitewash kangaroo court hearings. I wonder if the Secret Service will visit Dennis Kucinich and threaten to arrest him for bringing up crime. Secret Service has visited this office. They visited Ted Anderson. They have visited Anthony Yasha. We Are Change, who did nothing, saying we have fake press passes to go to events when Genesis has over 200 affiliates, more than 200 with all of his shows combined. I've got like 60-something. Barry Brownfield now is officially carried completely by Genesis. He's got like 70-something. I mean, Free Talk Live's got like 40 or something last time I checked. Bought a big stations. A bunch of our other shows have a ton of affiliates. I mean, it's got to be over 200. We're not media. We're evil. Well, this is for you. Stop violating the Constitution. Don't go down in history as Hitler's Gestapo. That's what the SS was. They were his secret service that he had go nationwide under Reich security, translated to mean land security. Reich to Germans means homeland. Look up Reich in German. Go to a German dictionary online, type German dictionary, type Reich. Hitler would say, Ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Führer. One land, one people, one leader. Reich means land. Ein Volk means one people. Ein Reich means one land. Ein Führer means one leader. That is, the Secret Service was the SS. And notice what its abbreviation is. SS, Secret Service, SS. Hitler modeled it off of the Jesuit Order and the United States Secret Service. That's why they even use the same title, SS. We didn't get it from the Nazis, they got it from us. SS, Secret Service, Stundstaffel. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, this song's for you, the Secret Service.
Nothing left for school and hell. Yeah, tell me. like being a puppet for the New World Order.
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
Stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Government, you've got all these little cogs who are compartmentalized, who get to deny what they're part of, and they have certainly trained a lot of people how to violate the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, how to butcher this country and overturn it, and I, for one, am sick of it. Okay, I got Barack Obama calling for world government. You got to love how they're always saying New World Order this, Bill Clinton, George Bush Sr., on and on and on, and the New World Order means world government. Tyrannical world government, that's his definition. Hitler called for it. He goes to Germany and calls for it, and the media says it doesn't exist. Remember that. It doesn't exist when we say we don't want it and have North American Union documents, and they're putting in NAFTA highways as they build them. They say it doesn't exist. Just, they talk to us like we're children. It's like people walking out of your house with TV sets they're stealing, and your computer, and your jewelry, and your clothes, and you say, what are you doing stealing? Drop that, hands up. And they say, I'm not taking anything. There's no television set. I don't exist. I'm not here. You're crazy. And some people are so weak-minded, they might say, oh, okay, you're not here. And you walk into your house, your couch has been loaded in the truck, in the big van, they're stealing everything, and I guess you just sit down on the floor and imagine there's a couch there. And we got goons running around trying to set people up with our press passes, saying they're going to charge them with false documents. We've got death threats flowing in. We've got all sorts of corruption going on. We've got them violating the First Amendment everywhere. Secret arrest, the Bill of Rights overturned. They're about to launch a war on a country that doesn't have any nuclear weapons, isn't even close. CIA says 7 years, but the media doesn't care. They go, oh, no, it's decades away. You know, but reality says decades away, but they say, oh, no, they've got it right now. We've got to hit them right now. Iran's real vicious and threatening to nuke Israel when they're not. Meanwhile, special forces and Wahhabi al-Qaeda groups, admittedly, are in Iran for 5 years, bombing, shooting police, blowing up schools. White House brags about it and says we're in Iran fighting al-Qaeda when they're using al-Qaeda, Sunnis, a subgroup of the Sunnis, the Wahhabists, fighting the Shiites, opposite group. They talk to you like you're idiots. It's unbelievable. Now, I want to hear about the consent sharing. I've been watching some of it, reading articles, but I want to talk to callers, Islai, Mike, Nolan, and others that have... Islai just dropped. Islai, I was going to you. And we got a bunch of other callers on other subjects, but you can call them with the line open if you specifically have been watching the Kucinich hearings where they stack the deck with a bunch of other people worshiping Bush, saying he's done nothing wrong. We know Bush is a puppet, but he's been the instrument to carry out all these crimes and false wars and lies. So let's go to Mike in Florida, then Nolan and others. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mike, you're on the air.
What's going on, Alex?
Worldwide broadcast. You say you've been watching the hearings. Give us your take on it.
I have been. I've been bouncing in and out since you've been coming on. I've been more or less paying attention to your show. There's a lot of passionate supporters that are going on, or passionate, you know, people out there really speaking truth. And what I'm caught up by is the fact that it's not mentioned anywhere on mainstream media at all. I mean, I was thankful that C-SPAN even put it on. I didn't even think they were going to do that today. You know, the fact that now we have an Obama speech that's being spoken in France that's highlighting over what people are actually saying in this hearing. The fact that they're pulling out the Constitution, blacking out spots that on issues that the Bush administration has actually canceled out of our Constitution. And then the fact that there's these people on this committee that think that it's ludicrous to be sitting here and even considering impeaching Bush. It's crazy, and it's not getting the due process that it wants, but it is a huge step, and it's very passionate, and I'm so thankful for people like Dennis Kucinich, the gentleman that's in charge of the Veterans for Peace. He spoke very, very elegantly. Bob Barr, he's spoken very well. So good things are happening. I'm upset that it's not being shared more on mainstream.
This is huge news. This is the Judiciary Committee hearing testimony to bring impeachment before the House of Representatives, and it's not on any of the channels. We're flipping around. We're checking them. There is a news blackout on this. This is unbelievable.
Additionally, as I'm flipping through CNN and MSNBC and whatnot, they also have the big story about how there was... the airplane that almost went down due to the same thing that happened with Ron Paul on board, and they're giving that a story, but I'm not paying attention to mainstream media too much anymore, but I'm not sure they gave that a highlighting platform as well. But yet I see it doing it for
well, they're also discussing Barack Obama, the eternal distraction. That's all it is. Oh, look at our puppet. Look at him. Will he win? Oh, and does he have what it takes? It doesn't matter. He runs nothing. He is no one.
Yeah, what's sad is, and I want to say what's up to all We Are Change people out there, especially We Are Change Florida. Tomorrow we're going to get on it. I myself, I'm a veteran of the wars. Truth Rising was definitely something that woke me up and got me to get moving. And I want to thank you for it. I want to thank every member of We Are Change, especially good old Luke there. I mean, that man's got... he's got heart. And, I was an Obama supporter. I was a big Obama supporter because I wanted the war to end. I wanted change. I wanted it. When I first started hearing you say that Obama was this and Obama was that, it just didn't make sense to me. And I want to thank you guys so much for the Bilderberg coverage you did, because that woke me up. And I'm an extremely passionate, educated human being, and one that feels that there's no greater fight in the world than to do this, and I'm not scared to put my life on the line for it. I've done it before. And, yeah, I don't know what they're doing with Obama. He's not the answer. And
well, I want to say to all the veterans, well, he's a distraction, just like McCain. I want to say to all the veterans, you know, the only difference between McCain is he's a, looks like a colorless chipmunk, as he's been called, and Obama is more handsome. That is the only difference, is he's younger and better looking and better spoken. That's the only difference in all the veterans.
Yeah.
You've been brought into false, fake wars, destroy our treasury, loot our treasury, destroy our name. The real fight is here in the homeland, in the republic, that's being dismantled by enemies internal. Many coups have gotten control of central governments and used outside wars to unify the population around the real target, bringing down the country to the looters. And we are being brought down. They're talking about Ford and GM, mainstream news, may collapse in the next 2 months. They're saying they basically already are bankrupt. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, that's 55 plus trillion leveraged into the thousands of trillions. Yes, you heard me, thousands of trillions. Sperm counts have dropped by more than 85% in the West. Cancer is exploding, thousands and thousands of percentiles. Juvenile onset of cancer, early onset of Alzheimer's in 25-year-olds from the toxins. We're being sprayed. We're under chemical, biological attack. Every cop, every Secret Service agent, don't roll your eyes. Go find out they're testing on us, for heaven's sakes. Find out they engineered the AIDS virus. We've read the declassified documents here on air and had medical doctors on and Library of Congress. You can get these. You're being killed. You're with us. We're under attack here. Anybody can see what's going on. And I appreciate your call, sir. I mean, all the veterans, this is the battle for the republic right now. And they want to get Americans fighting with each other in another fake election over Republican-Democrat. It means nothing. The deck is stacked. All the ponies in the race are owned by the same people. It's like a Don King professional fight. It's rigged. He owns both the fighters. Doesn't matter who takes the dive. Doesn't matter what round they go down. Doesn't matter what happens. It is a staged event. Period. Things this important, they don't leave up to chance. They're moving against the web to shut it down. I got more news on that today. It's all happening. I've risked my life 110% for this. It isn't a game, people. That goes for our own movement. Get your head screwed on straight. You're risking your lives doing this, your treasure, everything. But you don't have a choice. Where we're going is so bad that it's better to fight and have no chance of winning. But we do have a chance of winning. What did Churchill say? You know, there are times in history, to paraphrase, when you have a chance to fight early and you're assured of victory. And then still there's a worse prospect of fighting when you don't have a very good chance, when there's little chance of victory. But then there's the final equation. If you wait too long, you're going to be forced to fight when there is no chance of winning. But it's better to fight and die on your own two legs instead of in a ditch. You understand that, ladies and gentlemen? And we've got a good chance of winning. We have had courage. We have aggressively exposed the terrorist. We have aggressively moved forward against them. We've exposed so many of their programs. Congress has a 9% approval rating. Bush has a lower approval rating by 6 points than Richard Nixon when he resigned. Okay? We're winning! Now, some of us have got the tough job of walking point, being shock troops in this, like Anthony Yasha and myself. And Luke Radowski and many others. All we're asking is we're going to go through the wall, folks. We've already gone over the wall. We're inside the gates trying to open the drawbridge in hand-to-hand InfoWar combat with huge hordes of enemies. We are fighting. We got the drawbridge halfway down. Throw grapples on it from across the moat. Pull that son of a bitch down right now and start coming over with us. This is it. We've got to attack them in the info war and discredit these murderers now. And I know there's a lot of black ops and a lot of government psych warfare experts, people tuning in. And I just say this, you know in your gut, even if you're dark psychos, that you're being killed by your masters and you're being abused by your lords. And you, for your own preservation, should join us against the dark side. Don't you understand that? No, you don't. You're of your father, the devil. So you're going to continue to submit. Nolan in Texas has been watching the Kucinich hearing. We're going right to you after break. I'm going to try to get to others more quickly. 1-800-259-9231. Got a bunch of news. Barack Obama calling for New World Order. just total craziness as everything intensifies, a mass global quickening. PrisonPlanet.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Seem to be the third election in a row, which is going to be really, really close.
That's some of the hearing. We're getting some excerpts we're going to play later in the next hour for you, going on endless droning by those against going forward with impeachment investigations and those against. So we will be getting to that. Nolan in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. I called Conyers' office. And I was really steamed about that, just handcuffing Kucinich. That's just not all right. I asked if he had read the Constitution, and she seemed to think that he had. And I said, well, why is it that he's got a problem with the First Amendment? And she said that he didn't think that Conyers had anything to do with this. And I, of course, I can't argue that point.
That's called sandbagging. We have the press releases. They did tell Kucinich he couldn't bring up articles of impeachment.
Oh, I'm not saying you're wrong. I feel lied to by them. Trust me. And Lamar Smith, I was just watching him. He's pointing out how many times the word impeachment has come up in a hearing that is not an impeachment hearing.
Yeah, let's see. Here he is right here.
Have to add Franklin Roosevelt to the list because there are allegations that he wanted to get us into World War II. There may be other presidents, but the...
Yeah, that was Smith going to somebody saying, you know, that, oh, Bush is FDR, he's wonderful, everything's fine. Go ahead, sir.
Well, sir, I've listened to you for 5 years. I knew things were wrong before, I just didn't have the information to put it together. You gave me the tools to go out and find what I needed to become an educated American and to quit being a propagandized parrot like the rest of these people. They don't want to stop being what they are. They don't mind having their lives based on lies. Everything they think, say, and do is based on certain things they take for granted, and these things are what they've been taught in school. And they don't want their lives, their whole paradigm to shift. And when my
deal, we're going to lose our good economy and be slaves. That's the whole point of this, is that America ceases to exist if they're able to convert us into this new world order globalist system. And that's what people better realize, is that GM and Ford are about to go bankrupt. The Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are going under. Folks, I mean, the globalists did this, and we told you they would. We were right. We warned you.
A whole day in one forum, opened three threads, started pounding them with different things, and out of all of that, out of 60 or 80 people who read that forum, one person came to me with solid questions. I gave him back references, links to your sites, links to other sites, and one person seems to have enough curiosity to actually go see if I'm nuts. Which, you know, that's what he accused me of. He said, you're tinfoil hat, you know. And I told him, I said, look, you know, coming across clear here, right? I'm not stupid. Listen to me. Go look. Prove me wrong. Make me wrong. I'd be much happier wrong. But that Bush is a puppet, I don't really mind that. He's a willful puppet. He's happily a puppet. I mind that. I finally got mad. The American people are trained not to be angry, not to have any emotion. You can only have emotion from when the ball gets hiked until the whistle blows, and then you have to stop and be all politically correct. I'm sick of all this. I really thank you for what you're doing. I'm recording these hearings, and I'm very proud that Kucinich has done this, and I'm very, very comforted that Ron Paul walked away. I'll be listening to you. I listen to you every day, and I would like to do something. I'd like to ask you if you could possibly do this stuff. I know you're very busy, but on your website, if you could, I try to grasp it, but it's too quick for me. If you could put up a place where I could come and understand what is Wahhabi and Shiite and how those different things work, and another spot that explains where communism came from, and some of these people that were transferred here and there, and that shows the subterfuge, so that I can send people there and let them learn it, let them see it, and let them go prove it or disprove it.
I know. Okay, well, just type Islam into Google and just go to, there's all sorts of university sites and other areas, or get a basic book on Islam, the CIA fact book. They're honest on their own website, and it'll just explain that right after Muhammad died, it split into two different groups. Those that said it should be hereditary, that you had to be related to the Prophet Muhammad and to his family to be a religious leader, an imam, and then there was a break off. So that's Shiite, and at the same time the Sunnis broke off. About 83% of the world's Muslims are Sunni. That means they believe anybody can be a religious leader, and about 15% are, and you can debate these numbers, about 50% are Shiite, and there's another little bitty subgroup, it's a few percentage points. So, that's it. Iran is Shiite, the opposite group from where Al-Qaeda comes from. But the media says Iran is Al-Qaeda. That's because they know the public doesn't understand. All right, we'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Classical tyranny is trying to bring down and loot the United States and use it as a continued engine of evil. Will we let our currency, our treasury, our name be destroyed forever? See, the globalists play nations off against each other. India and China aren't going to come out on top of this. When they're not bringing down the U.S., they're going to bring them down. The U.S. imploding will bring down the world economy. Every expert, every economist agrees with that. I'm taking your calls about the impeachment hearings that are going on, that they're saying you can't call impeachment. Play some clips of that coming up in the next hour. Got a guest, Freeman, coming in the last hour as well. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, the 25th day of July, 2008. By next week, I should know something about whether we're going to have a concert with Willie Nelson and a bunch of other people in Austin, Texas. I'll just leave it at that. Very exciting things going on. I'm talking to those folks daily. And it's just tough to do it in the next few months in such short notice with big venues. We'll probably get 40, 50,000 people there, but we'll see what happens. It's looking good, but I don't want to cross my fingers and jinx this. Let's go to who's the first caller here? Isli? Isli in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Good. You're on the air.
Good, thanks. I've been watching it, and I'll be honest with you, man. I'm a little bit more positive about some of the things that have been said.
I agree. The White House was putting pressure on them, and so Conyers was claiming it was going to be controlled, but he can't control it. And the other congressmen who are on the Republican side keep saying, this is not an impeachment hearing. Be quiet. But it's not working.
Yeah, no, it's not working at all. I mean, Vincent Bugliosi got some great comments in. He got some applause because of what he said about, you know, some of these, some of the people in the administration should be tried for murder. And everybody applauded. I thought that was awesome.
Unbelievable. We've had him on. We're going to have him back on. Of course, that was the famous prosecutor of Manson and others.
Yeah, he was great. And I heard his interview with you.
But the big issue is, why isn't this on all the TV networks? This is news, not Barack Obama running around.
You're right. But you know what? It's going to be. It's going to be because I think it's going to happen. I mean, with all of, I've seen the majority of the Democrats and other people. Bob Barr made a whole bunch of good points. I just don't see that they can deny this. I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to be big news when it does.
I've been watching on and off all day. Where is Kucinich? Has he spoken yet?
Yeah, he did. He spoke way early. He spoke like 10, 15-ish, something like that.
Eastern?
Yeah, Eastern time.
Yeah, I got some YouTube clips. We're going to be playing those later.
Yeah. No, it was really good, though. Dennis was awesome. I can't remember all of his statements just because it was so long ago. And
well, we need a headline on InfoWars by Kurt Nemo, my great staff working their butts off, with something like damn breaks on Bush crimes, committee loses control. That needs to be the headline from just the text I'm reading here of what's been said. Bugliosi calls them, says they should be charged for murder. Yes, the dam is breaking.
It's awesome, man. I love it. And it's because of you, and it's because of people like you. And thank you so much, Alex.
Let's watch out. They could go ahead and throw a fit. And so, when it came out that $1.9 trillion, it's now over $4 trillion, was stolen from the Pentagon in the Associated Press, I believe they were planning 9/11 later, but they went ahead and carried it out. It came out 2 days before. 2 days later, they hit us because that would have brought them down right there, stealing that trillion point nine. And don't roll your eyes, cops. Go Google it. But you're so afraid of the tyranny, you won't even Google the missing trillions because you know that's all being tracked. Unbelievable cowardice. Anything else?
No, Alex, I just want to say thank you so much for what you're doing and for what you've done in the past. And it's amazing, and I think we're going to win.
I think we are too, my brother. God bless you, and take care, my friend. Amazing what's happening. We know we're going to win. I mean, if God be with us, who can be against us? And I don't want to hear all this atheist baloney about there's not good and evil. There are more things in heaven and earth than in all of your philosophy. That's a Shakespeare quote. And they rephrase that in Master and Commander when the Jonas throws himself overboard and he says to the good doctor, the ship surgeon, he says, you know, you don't believe in all this mumbo-jumbo, all the superstition. And the captain says, there are more things going on in the world than in all of your books, doctor. There's more things going on than just in your books. It's all about spirit, ladies and gentlemen. That's what wins battles. That's what builds families. That's what explores continents. That's what explores oceans. It's what sends us into space. It's what helps us, you know, you get your mind right, you can bench press 400 pounds, but you normally only bench press 300. I mean, it's all about the soul, the driving force that animates our earth suits under these fleshly bodies. And I can't believe the secular world has stolen this from you and given you the lie. Let's go ahead. That's why I'm not afraid of dying, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to die. I want to go on and enjoy this life and enjoy this plane of existence with my children and my wonderful wife. Enjoy the beautiful sky and just the smell of flowers in a field or fresh cut grass. To see fish swimming around in the bottom of a clear river or creek with turtles jumping off of rocks, to see a hot air balloon rising on a beautiful Sunday morning over rolling hills, to walk through the redwoods, the sequoias, to look down into a coastal reef in the Caribbean, to plunge down into the warm water with your mask and snorkel and to interface with that whole other dimension of life on this planet. There's so much beauty, so much goodness, and I commit myself fully to defense of it against evil and death. Let's talk to Singh in India. Singh, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's an honor meeting you, Alex.
It's an honor to talk to you, sir.
I watched your first documentary, Martial Law, in 2005. Before that, I thought that Osama bin Laden was behind 9/11 attacks. So after that, I just got my, red pill. And I also wanted to tell you that we also have this national ID cards being implemented here in India by 2010.
Yes, globally in the same year, the exact same program names, the same global prefix, universal ID number, under UN Treaty 2000, signed in Australia. It is global government. It is going in right now, and it is a mass eugenics operation.
Yeah, day before yesterday, we had a motion of confidence for the parliament. Will the government survive or not? And it was found that the opposition party members have bribed at least $2 million to vote for the ruling party, which is Congress. So you can see that they are bribing, intimidating just to get hold on power for this nuclear deal. I just don't know why it's so important, nuclear deal between the United States and India, and why this government is so desperate to sign this deal.
Yeah, it's corruption and looting and every form of thievery in institutions has just gone to seed. It is like a horrible staph infection of flesh-eating bacteria racing through our body, eating our flesh, and the public has to at least admit. I mean, even if everybody woke up now, it would be hard to turn it around. Folks, you don't have a hope and a prayer if you don't have the will to stand up against evil. And look at how the United States, that is the criminals that have hijacked us, gave nukes to Pakistan to menace India. I mean, it's just never-ending.
Yeah. And also, one more thing, I would like to give a website address to you. It's cawng.com. Like it or don't like it, but it's in the lines with David Icke research. It talks about the civil war in the independence movement in the United States was actually instigated by the British Empire. They wanted to teach a lesson to the colonists. So actually, that's why they had this 1776 revolution was from the British side, not the United States side. But they failed. Their original plan for New World Order was way back in 1776 to merge this church and the British Empire. That's why when they failed, they had this alternative plan known as Industrial Revolution, which had all these technologies and all this stuff, and now we are here. It's an awesome website. If you do want to read it, please go to
it. No, I'm aware of that. That's good info. They also tried to stage the Civil War, and I'm from the South. I'm not bashing the South. My family was all on the Confederate side. The point is they meant well, but they were manipulated. They tried to have a Civil War when Andrew Jackson was president, but he saw through it and found out that the British intel... The Her Majesty's Secret Service, as they're called, were manipulating the South, and that definitely happened there, but they failed there as well. Thank you so much for the call from India. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to say great job. I'm the one that called the other day, and I was talking to you and Willie about doing the concert. I'm glad that it seems to be moving forward. That's a good thing to hear. Repeating what Dennis said on your show that day about calling the media, maybe we can get him to do some excerpts from what happened today, even on your local media station. I think that might be cool as well. But thanks a lot, Alex. I wanted to give you, much appreciation for that.
Well, Scott, I'm glad that you called in and said, hey, Willie, you ought to have a concert. I'll tell you this. I really want it to be free and then get business sponsorship, corporate sponsorship, try to have a giant free event, but even if it's quote free, we got to pay to get the bands there and pay for their expenses. You know, they'll waive their fees, I'm sure, but it's going to be big. I think we could have 50,000 people in and around Austin, and then have a huge media event out of that. It doesn't mean it'll save the world, but every little bit helps. And this will be a big thing. So thank you, Scott. I'm going to be talking to Willie tomorrow. Lots going on behind the scenes. I'm just going to leave it at that. But we don't rise or fall on that. It's looking good, but I'm not going to hold my breath because I just can't stand worrying about it. Let's go ahead and talk to, Seth in the UK just hung up. Robert in California, you're on the air.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
Okay. Wanted to bring up something that's happening and what people have been seeing, and plus one other thing. Right now, in this war, they're trying to sever our lines of communication amongst each other, and that would be the Internet.
Yes, they've announced they're systematically shutting it down, starting in England, Canada, and, of course, France, starting next month.
Yeah, and I don't think the people are really understanding in our movement and the fringes who are fighting amongst each other and trying to get it, that we need to come together to stop this, because without this communication, we won't be able to coordinate our efforts.
And plus, unfortunately, about a third of the, quote, movement only critiques other people, thinking that will make them the king cheeses. They have no idea the responsibility, the pressure of actually doing that, and they never wake anybody up about fluoride or mercury or poisons or wars. It's just all endlessly whining and bitching about other groups, and a lot of that's COINTELPRO. A lot of it isn't. But we just have to ignore those people. I wouldn't even engage them. For those that aren't wicked, who are just deceived, we can try to wake them up and reach out to them, pray that they have their eyes opened. But really, we don't have time for that. Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, and that's absolutely right, because we need to grow our numbers, and because there's many people who are just waking up now, and they're still sort of unprepared.
Yeah, there's brand new people by the millions coming online every day, and then a third of our movement just bitches and gripes and says this person's bad, that person's bad, and whines about exactly who runs it. I mean, we know it's a global government. It's got every major group under its control in government and religion. It's moving against us. It's carrying out eugenics against us. Well, we know we have to stop it. Huh. I mean, it's really that simple.
Yeah. And the other thing is I was making a clarification about a story that was being put forth by you and others about how they're blocking out California driver's license. Basically, how the system works and how it was instituted, besides beyond police officers, we had a few incidents with some social workers and supervisors who were attacked. So they went before the legislation. And I know there's another lady who's trying to put forth that it's going to go to the dog catchers and everybody else. But as the numbers grow with this blocked license, it's your private license, basically, your private vehicle, which is blocked from being reviewed by anybody who pulls you over. But that doesn't stop police officers as yet from pulling people over, because we know we've had a few.
Yeah, but for those that don't know what you're talking about, it said 994,000 people as of last year. The numbers are always a year old, and it's growing by hundreds of thousands a year. In California, can't get red light tickets. The cops basically let them go, and it's a form of being above the law. I understand. I'm all for people having their privacy. The problem is that it is now becoming an elite class, and it's being abused.
Well, that's the thing, and as this goes on, you know, the police, the people, if they're bought out, are going to disregard that. They're just going to be pulling them over. Now, as far as the red light or parking tickets, what happens is that license is blocked, so they're unable to pull up the information. If you travel to other states, I'm not sure if they can, you know, pull you over or pull up that information. But this is a form. It can be abused and probably will be, but it probably what they'll do is they'll start phasing it out again back down to just probably police officers or government officials.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead. I mean, I'm against it. I think people, you know, in my life, I don't get any special breaks, and I'm a media figure. And people, that's why you should be armed, and that's why we should all know how to fight. And, you know, people come after you, stand up for yourself against them. Now, I know that's why CPS and others, I know that's not all social workers, but that's why they pick on nice Christian families, because they can kidnap their kids and be left alone. Then they leave criminals who are beating their children with tire irons alone because they're scared of them. That's what the revenue-generating cops do now. They leave the hardcore crooks and the Los Zetas and MS-13 alone and then feed on the American people. And I've had enough of it. Let's go ahead and talk to Brett in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead, Brett.
Hey, Alex. This is Brent. How you doing today?
Good.
Just want to let you know, I'm an ex-member of Naval Special Forces, been involved in the Patriot Movement since I got out in 91. I've been listening to your show for the past year or so, and I'm just absolutely blown away by the response that you guys get. You're absolutely doing a great job.
Thank you.
What I'd like to do is let all these wonderful people out there know that have been in the past militias and all that stuff, it's not about the guns, man. It's time to drop those weapons, bury them, actually, and pick up cameras, bullhorns, and the Internet while we still have time, and get the word out that a lot of nasty stuff's going on, everything from fluoride to vaccines. I agree with you 100%. The whole reason COINTELPRO works is because they can divide us. There are so many issues to be divided upon that it's stupid. And they're succeeding when they get when they can divide us on information of the politics, you know, Barack or McCain. It doesn't matter. It's all predetermined.
Yeah, that's a big projection, so we never see the man behind the curtain. We need to get way past that and say no world government, no Iran attack, no cashless society. I mean, they're passing a law where CPS will visit everyone's home. I mean, I told you, folks, it's all coming down.
It definitely is. And, you know, I've got a lot to worry about. I've got a big family. I got four great kids. We all homeschool. My wife, you know, God bless her, she's new to the movement, the Patriot Movement. She had her awakening about a month or so ago, and she's just blown away by how much wool has been pulled over the Americans' eyes on everything from TV to politics to religion. You know, I don't want to jump.
So even though you were awake, your wife was still kind of like, oh, you know, my husband's a little goofy. But now, I mean, what woke her up? I want to hear about this when we get back, okay?
Yes.
Stay there, Brett. Is it Brent? I don't know. The point is, we'll be right back after this quick break. A ton of news I'm going to cover. I haven't even gotten into Barack Obama calling for world government. And it isn't about Barack Obama, and I don't like him because he's black or no. It's about the fact that he has said he is with the New World Order gang. As if we didn't know that, now he's declared it in front of everybody.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen.
George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico.
Continue with your phone calls, the Barack Obama news, early in the next hour.
Got it so good. I got an idea.
I mean, calling for a new world order, and then you talk about new world order at college or work, they say crazy people talk about that. It doesn't exist. I mean, on CNN and Fox say the Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist. Doesn't matter, they're putting it in, the billboards are up, it's, every person in Texas knows about it. They just say, nope, that's not real. And we have been trained, mesmerized, we have literally had a spell put on us, and then all that means is hypnotized to just sleepwalk. And TV does that, it puts you in a dumbed-down state, that's admitted, your actual brainwaves. And it's time to wake up. Now, here's the alarm clock. Dangerous, hardcore, ruthless people are in control. We're the big jewel. They've seized control of the government, both parties. They're selling us out. They've been selling us out for a long time. It's coming to a head. They know it's going to collapse. And they know you're going to then get upset. So they're putting a preemptive control grid in place. Wake up. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. Is it Brett or Brent? Brent, finish up. So your wife wasn't waking up, and but even though you've been in, you know, naval special warfare, I mean, even though she knows you're smart, she wouldn't listen to you. But what finally woke her up?
I think it was a culmination of a lot of things. She saw, I can't remember what movie it was. I think it was Freedom to Fascism, Aaron Russo. And it all started falling into place for her.
Very important
and
film.
Very important. God bless Aaron Russo and the work that we the people are doing over there. But what I would like to do is, you know, let you guys know that one of the keys to success in special forces is what we call force projection. I'm sure you're familiar with this term, but maybe some of your listeners aren't. Force projection is when you got a bunch of people, you come together, and you just keep hitting them and hitting them and hitting them nonstop. We have to be tenacious. The wolverine is the most tenacious animal in the world because it can take down a full bear because it refuses to stop attacking. Just the way the New World Order has been on us like white on rice, we have to do the same thing. Everything from, you know, getting into the council chambers and saying, no, we're not going to accept this. Letters. We do everything in our power, time and time again, relentlessly hitting them.
Until the buzz is everywhere, until they're knee-deep in Patriot films and needy and phone calls to mainline talk shows and micro-FM pirate transmitters everywhere, picking up satellite of Genesis, you know, going crazy, going to every event they're at, citizens speaking up, asking serious questions, holding up the Miami Herald saying it says they protected bin Laden's people and released them. You know, and saying, don't call that a conspiracy theory until they can't deny it, until all the king's horses and all the king's men can't put their New World Order fraud back together again. And yes, it's really forced multiplication where we just go out, not even taking orders from headquarters. There is no headquarters. The idea of liberty and engaging them everywhere we can and being focused and aggressive and not timid. People follow leadership also. We've got to be bold. We've got to be focused. And we've got to realize that this is all about commitment.
Without a doubt, Alex. You're either in or you're out. There's always going to be those people that are sitting on the sidelines. You know, I've experienced that. They want to do this. They want to do that. They just don't have the impetus. Well, everybody's got to have a line in the sand. And mine was drawn years ago when I got out of Desert Storm. I mean, I saw some atrocities back then that would just, it'd melt your face.
Hold on. I guess a lot of that's been declassified now. You want to come back and tell us some, just for a minute or two, some of the atrocities you saw?
Well, yeah.
Well, stay there. Then I'm going to get to everybody else in the Barack Obama clip at 8 after as he calls for a new world order.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job.
How dare you?
Otto, would you go to Comics Justice and Show on 9/11?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.